the partnership of no-till, cover crops, and heavy soils. We're visiting today with Jason Cavadini, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Marshfield Agricultural Research Station in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Jason, maybe we should define a few terms. Tell us what no-till is, and then tell us what cover crops are.
So basically, no-till planting is a method of planting in which we do no primary tillage. We just come through the field and plant the crop with a planter that is capable of moving residue out of the way and placing the seed in one pass. Cover crops sort of have the same goals in mind, preserving the soil, adding to the soil, feeding the biological life in the soil, and protecting it.
Jason, what are the bullet point benefits of this no-till cover crop system?
If you have livestock, you can either harvest the cover crop as forage, or you can bring the livestock to the cover crop. But basically, by harvesting the cover crop as a forage, it gives us the opportunity to double crop in a northern climate. We've historically only thought of areas like Kansas as places where we can double crop. So to be able to do it in north central Wisconsin is a pretty big deal.
Jason, what kind of decision-making process does a farmer go through with one of these systems?
With our system here, we determine what cover crop we're going to plant based on what our end goal with the cover crop is. If it's a cover crop that we're going to try to harvest in the spring, we're going to plant something like triticale that we know has good overwintering capabilities and good forage quality.
Jason, could you take us through a season of no-till and cover crops?
Many of the farms here, are a foundation of their practice is corn silage. So we'll plant corn for corn silage in the spring. We'll come through and harvest it probably sometime mid-September. As soon as we are finished harvesting a particular field, we may go in and apply manure. But soon thereafter, we'll come through with the drill and plant a cover crop on that ground. That crop is there to protect the soil over winter, but also to just keep a living plant in the soil in a period of time where there's generally nothing. So we're feeding the biological population in the soil and keeping it protected.
We've been visiting with Jason Cavadini, agronomist, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Marshfield Agricultural Research Station in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.